Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is thriving in life. He's helping us to thrive in life. The Lord is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit, and He's thriving in life. The cold religious world has no clue to what the Lord is doing. In their mind, they're not used to the move of God. They're not used to God doing things. I'm not talking about people that love Him. I'm talking about cold religion. They got, in their mind, God is just in the, is very limited, don't do much, and out of sight, out of mind. But the whole while, the Lord has been mightily moving by those who love Him, not those who compromise. Even people who are in a state of compromise, they stopped fearing God a long time ago. And because of it, they allow themselves to do things that should never be done. And they are not the same. They don't operate according to faith. Those who compromise, they operate according to their will and deception. And they do things that shouldn't be done. And they can't see what the Lord is doing either. And the Lord won't reveal it to them. Now, to all of His people, people that love Him, people that have been saved by Him, before they go astray, the Lord warns them. He convicts them of their sin. But if they decide in their own mind to override what God is doing, and they'll stop yielding to the convictions of the Holy Spirit, and they start compromising. And once people start compromising, it gets easier. It's just like the Western I once saw. Glenn Ford was the actor. And he said, once you shoot a man, it gets easier. Once you kill a man, it gets easier. And he was, in this movie, he was a gunfighter, and he was proficient. He was better than anybody out there at that time. But he was not a killer. He never killed a man. And to stay out of gunfights, he had to live a life that, he had to keep it secret, because every wild gunfighter would come along to try him, and he didn't want that. But he said that whenever you kill a man, it gets easier, and he didn't want to be the guy to kill people. And in this Western, he had a store and he sold women's dresses, but nobody knew what a gunfighter he was or how proficient he was with a gun. It's the same thing when people start compromising. If you override the still small voice of the Holy Spirit, and the Lord warns you and He confirms it, but your will is too strong, and you continue to do things, it'll get easier to disobey God. And you can go years beyond the point where you stop listening. And eventually you won't even realize it. But the move of God stopped where you stopped, way back there. And everything else, you know, the Lord loves His people, and I know for a fact He will use people that's not right with Him for the sake of His people who trust Him. The way I understand it, once the Lord anoints a person, they are anointed. Even you can see this with King Saul. He was anointed. And there were times that he spoke prophetically while he was still in a state of rebellion, trying to murder David. He had already tried to murder David several times, at least three times. And then David found out through Jonathan. And he escaped. But there were times that that Saul would prophesy. One time he took all of his clothes off and prophesied. And he probably was talking about how David would be king. I don't know what the prophecy was, but he prophesied. And to the point that people asked the question, is Saul among the prophets? Now, so when people are compromised, they can still operate under the anointing. And for the sake of God's people who trust him, the Lord will still use that person. But anybody that compromises, God can't promote them to what they should be doing. And the move of God that they would be in, they don't know nothing about it. They're used to whatever they were used to when they took a detour. And when people, you know, any form of deception, it will harden your heart. In order for Satan to do the evil that he wants to do, he has to get people nullified to the Word of God. They have to be numb to the Holy Spirit. And it's usually over some sin that they're doing or something that they know is not right. They got deceived into it. They think they'll begin to think it's okay with God because nothing happened. You know, Brother Horton in the Sunday school class, he pointed out a psalm. I think it was in Psalm 69, but I don't remember the verse. And it might not even be Psalm 69, but I think it was in Psalm 69. He said, because there was no change, the people continued to do what they were doing. Now, I'm not quoting it word for word, but in other words, if you start sinning, nothing's going to happen that you're aware of, except for the fact that you started an evil process, and it's going to do more than you know. When a farmer plants a kernel of corn in the ground, or he plants any type of seed, and he covers it up, he doesn't see what's going on. So it is when we do right, and so it is when we do wrong. You don't see. It takes time for things to grow. If you start compromising somewhere, now that's a part of your ministry that's got to be torn down. God can't use it. If the Lord don't build a house, we labor in vain. If we're not following God's instructions, we labor in vain. We have to stay step by step and steady, step by step. When the Lord give me something to do, I can judge it's him easily because it works. He had me to do the radio broadcast. And see, everything with God is progressive. I started it. And I would ask him, how do you want this done? What do you want me to do next? And I would make changes that he revealed to me. And a man gave me $350 toward the radio broadcast. The Lord told him to do it. I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to buy some airtime on Saturdays. And I'm going to use all of this money for the Saturday broadcast. Until it runs out. And he said, and he was excited. So when I was crossing the street going back to the building, and the Lord spoke to me, he said, if you start a Saturday broadcast, I'll keep you on the air. He said, if you start it, I'll keep you on the air. And I couldn't afford either one, really. I had to work on the side to do this. But I started it, and I'm still on the air. That was 11 years ago. God is good, folks. And I started the Saturday broadcast around the spring of 2006. So, God is good. And then he had me to... He gave me a louder voice. Back in around, I think it was around 07 or 08. And found out that Gary Richardson bought another station in north of Jasper. And he runs the same broadcast on JLD is IXIS. He does JLD. So I'm preaching on two radio stations. I've been doing that since then. And then, you know, the Lord progresses. He gave me greater instructions, That don't happen when you start compromising. A lot of good things stop happening when you start compromising. God will have to bless you in a minor way. Not in his perfect will, but in a way where you can't do the damage you would do if he did. Remember, the Lord thinks of everything. But men think of now. I'm trying to solve this problem right now, my way. And they compromise somewhere. They compromise in doctrine. They compromise in their works. Some people start taking bribes. All these things are dangerous. And they should never be done. But people do it anyway. But the Lord is too good for that. We need to follow him for real. We need to follow him in spirit and in truth. In spirit and in truth. In spirit and in truth. We can't tell God that we didn't know what we was doing. The Holy Spirit prompts us to do right and we do wrong. The Word of God tells us to do right and we do something else. Everybody that have compromised, gotten different forms of religious deception, they preach dead doctrine. They don't know what God is doing. Up to the day the rapture happened, they'll have no clue from the Lord. Except when, now, a revival is happening. It's been happening for years and people don't even realize it. And the Lord told me this a long time ago. I know in the late 80s, he said the day is coming when 1,000 people would get saved every hour. And it's happening now. It started happening some years back. And I knew of it. Especially last year. See, this work is quick. It started years ago. Many years ago it started. Now it's in full bloom. It's working. The Lord's return is in the day now. See, you got to understand some things about the Lord. He don't reveal to the wicked what he's doing. By the time they figure it out, it'll be too late. The Lord will have come and gone before they know. When the rapture happens, they'll be surprised. They'll be here because they start walking another course. They got off the narrow road. But those who are following God, they are the sons of God. They know what he's doing. Because the Lord don't do anything until he revealed it to his prophets, and his prophets reveal it to the people. You have to pay attention to the prophets. And when the prophets are prophesying, you have to make adjustments. See, repentance is always the end, is the point. Get right with God. When people prophesy, almost all the time, it's to help us know what the Lord is doing. And we need to get right so we'll be in the middle of it. We have to get on board with his will and stop trying to make God get on board with our will. Because that will not work, I promise you. So in my ministry, I do what God tell me to do. And that's the main thing I do. Everything else is a bonus. I'm going to do what God give me to do first. And everything else is a bonus. Because he called me to the ministry. I have to do what he said. I vowed that I would do what he said to do. I don't have a right to go and do something else when I know what God told me to do in the first place. And neither does anybody. They just don't realize. But if you do what God said do, it's going to work real good. You're going to love it. It's awesome. But being hard-headed is not good. Being unaware is not good. In order to be unaware, you have to be disconnected from the Word of God and harden your heart against the Holy Spirit. If you're His child, He's going to deal with you. Or at least He's going to try to deal with you. We can't be hard-hearted and hard-headed anymore. Those are things we should never do. We need to obey God and love Him and take Him at His word. God loves us deeply. He truly loves us deeply. And He has so much to say. God's too good for the way people do sometimes. But those who follow Him, they know what He's doing. The more they draw near to the Lord, the more they understand what He's doing. And they know whether they're on course or not. Some people are trying to repent and get back on course. They've taken false steps and they realize it, and now they're trying. That's good. At least you're back in the race against time. Our race is not against each other. It's against the time we're running out of. We have to use these precious moments that we have to get people in the kingdom of God. Because everybody's running out of time, not just Satan. Satan's running out of time. He's about to be punished. Man is running out of time. He's about to lose his authority on the earth. God is running out of time to save souls. And He has to start judging the earth. Not the earth, but the world system. He has to start judging the world system. So the time is so close for Him to begin His judgment process that He's running out of the time of grace that He's given and ordained. And there He set a date now. He will be back by that date and not a moment after. But He didn't reveal the date. He just said it's close, it's abrupt, it's imminent. But we waiting on the revival. You ain't going to see the revival. By the time you see the result of the revival, it'll be about over with. This is a heart revival. Most revivals, people come to the Lord and they start growing. This one is different. People are changing in their heart. People who are Christians, they're growing up. People who are getting saved under those who are mature, those who love God, they see greater and they're more mature. This revival is different. It's a heart revival. People are loving God in spirit and in truth. And people that have hardened their heart, God said to me, He's going to harden their heart some more. He already warned them, tried to get them on track, and they keep hardening their heart. Now He's going to harden their heart even worse because they made a mess of things. That's why cold religion has survived. That's why stubbornness has survived. And it's the same as witchcraft. People that quell the move of God, now they're, judgment begin in the house of God. This is the judgment. He's going to harden their hearts so people will know what they are. They're going to leave the principles of God. Now, the preachers may not leave their post, but you're going to see things not work in their life anymore. And then those who live in the balance, who are deceived by those who have hardened their heart, the Lord's going to deal with them, give them dreams, and work miracles to get them back in place. Now, the miracles that are seen is to do that. He's not trying to prove to everybody He's coming back. He's hardening the hearts of those who rebel. And they're going to have a mind to do otherwise. And they're going to think they're right. And God's going to let them do it. And harden their hearts some more because they got in the way. They quenched the spirit. They worked evil. And he's going to give, he did it before. Isaiah blinded Israel. The whole house of Israel, he blinded them because of their continual rebellion. If you study Isaiah 26 through 20 through 30, you'll know what I'm talking about. And the vision of their blindness was in chapter 6. And then in 7, he talked about Jesus coming. Chapter 8 is talking about when the tribulation period. All these things happen. They harden their heart. They harden their heart. God didn't harden it. They hardened their heart against God. Then God blinded them and left them in a stubborn state. Just like he's doing now. History has repeated itself. And trying to get them to get on board, they'll argue and may even curse you out before they repent. Because their heart will be hardened. It's a dangerous business. They stop fearing God. So that's what's going to happen. That's what's happening. The Lord tell his true prophets what he's doing. And this is what he revealed to me. But those who soften their heart, the Lord's going to bless them and reveal his word to them. Help them understand. Show them what to do and what not to do. And give them wisdom to win their people. But everybody that have not hardened their heart, the Lord's going to work with. If their lives are not like it should be, the Lord's going to work to help them get on board so that they can go into rapture. See, I once thought that every Christian would go into rapture. Those who obey God and living the life of Christ, they will go. But those who get in strife, get in unforgiveness, they will not go. Those who go back to the world's way of doing things, they won't go either. Those who live a life of compromise with Satan, they won't go. Those who live in rebellion won't go. But everything that we do must be done in spirit and in truth. Because when the rapture happens, he's coming back for his people who love him in spirit and in truth. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.